Well, the deputy mayor of Mount Pearl is speaking out following what has been a dramatic week in the city. Two council seats held by Andrea Power and Andrew Ledwell were declared vacant earlier this week after the resignation of Steve Kent under an external investigation that followed complaints about intimidation, bullying, and workplace harassment. The deputy mayor, Jim Locke, speaks with VOCM's Greg Smith.
In September of 2019, a number of employees came forward with complaints about Steve Kent, and we immediately sought a legal opinion. And as soon as we received that legal opinion, it was brought to council. And council voted unanimously to proceed with the direction that we had. It's important as well to understand that within these complaints, and again, they dealt with workplace harassment, intimidation, and bullying, and we take those very seriously at the City of Mount Pearl. Anytime any such allegations are brought forth, we treat them seriously and we take appropriate action. So it's important that we understand that within these complaints that were brought forth in the fall of 2019, within those complaints about Mr. Kent, former councillors Power and Ledwell, as well as other councillors, were also named. So it was prudent to seek legal advice before proceeding. And that's what we did. We sought legal advice. The legal advice was presented to council, and they voted unanimously to proceed the way we proceeded. I also want to ensure that people understand, I said there was a number of complaints that came back. We had two complaints that were signed, but we also had 39 people who came forward to speak to the external investigator that was hired to undertake a review of the allegations and determine their validity. There were many people involved, and we had to ensure that the integrity of the process was fair for everyone involved. The content of those complaints and the actions of Mr. Kent and the two councillors is the reason that we are in this particular situation. So this external investigation was conducted. These 39 people spoke with the investigator. This was all done over the periods of October and November. So into December, the investigation, the employees had spoken to the investigator. Then there were some issues raised by Mr. Kent about some information that he was requesting, so it was sent to the Privacy Commissioner. We have yet to receive a response to the Privacy Commissioner because, as you know, we were confronted with, you know, a snowstorm, a state of emergency, and then that, of course, was followed by the COVID circumstance that we are in right now. So that's what happened with that investigation. So that investigation with respect to the allegations made against Mr. Kent is still ongoing. We are still awaiting a response from the Privacy Commissioner. What brought us to the event Tuesday night that saw the removal of two members of council from their seats, it has to do with the conduct of Mr. Kent, Ms. Power, and Mr. Ledwell. They are the ones who actively and intentionally worked to influence the investigation. Information that was brought to council at the end of April, beginning of May, the evidence indicated that Ms. Power, Mr. Ledwell, and Mr. Kent, they were colluding via Facebook Messenger on a regular basis from October until April to find ways to influence other counselors with respect to the investigation. They were being coached by Mr. Kent on what to say to the investigator and what to bring forward to privileged meetings of council. They shared confidential information with Mr. Kent following these privileged meetings of council, and they strategized on how to get Mr. Kent back into his job. So they clearly violated their responsibility as a counselor to remain unbiased, which is clearly in breach of our policies. So I just want to set, that's what got us to where we were Tuesday night. Council was fully aware that this was not an easy decision. It was not an easy decision, and it was not easily arrived at Tuesday night. And we understood that it was going to, you know, cause disturbance within the workplace as well as the community at large. But It was a breach of policy, and we were obligated to act the way we acted.
And that is the deputy mayor of Mount Pearl with some strong words. That was Jim Locke speaking with VOCM's Greg Smith yesterday.